I've been doing this a long time, homilies, and I learned something this week about this scripture. I always thought that Jesus was being a little sarcastic, saying the steward was wiser than the people of God's kingdom in the way they dealt with others, and commending them for that. And I think he was, but not sarcastic. So this is the system. The system was a vineyard owner who owned a vineyard went away and left a steward in charge. And then there was a report that the steward was a crook. And so the owner said, make an accounting of your stewardship because you're going to lose your job. So the steward said, what am I going to do? I can't dig. I can't bag. I know what I'll do. I'll make friends with those who owe my master money, and then they'll make friends with me after I get fired. This is the point that I learned about. It says someone had a debt of 100 jars of oil. He said, write that debt down to 50. And someone about 80 bushels of wheat, write that down to 40 or whatever. What I learned was that the Jewish world did not allow there to be usury, which means gaining interest on money that you loaned. It was all illegal. This case was not about money that the steward loaned. It was about money that was rightly coming to him because the master was away and the steward was in charge of the vineyard and increased the profits from the vineyard from 100 jars of oil, from 50 to 100. It was his own good work that he was giving away to the debtors to say, I won't take my profit. Write down your debt to the master. And did the same with the wheat. He wasn't charging interest. He was taking what was his and giving it away so that people would love him. And then Jesus said, that was a wise man that did that. Maybe wiser than the folks of the kingdom. That's where the dollar bill comes in, and it says, in God we trust. And it says, you can't serve both wealth and God equally. You have to put God above wealth. It's not wrong to accumulate wealth or to work or to make good decisions, but make sure that you put God first. So it's a hierarchy of needs. This guy, in this case, was not a bad person. He was just prudent. Prudence is a good thing. But he is an example to us of not putting too much of a stock in what we own, the things of our life or the money of our life. To put some stock in that is natural and okay. And we're encouraged to build the earth and make a profit from that. But not to put that over our God and our relationship to God. Don't be greedy to the exclusion of God. On that dollar bill, there's another symbol. You can see it just on the left. There's a circle and there's a pyramid. And the top of the pyramid, there's an eye. And that was a symbol of Thomas Jefferson and those folks who were deists. D-E-I-S-T-S, deists. They believed in God in a certain way. God created things, God sustained things, but God was not involved personally with us. It wasn't a Christian model that we know and espouse. It was the Enlightenment, which was a rejection of some religious principles in favor of reason. Well, and that's not, they were believers in a God. It's a good thing. And maybe in one God, but not in a God that was involved daily through Jesus, or God who was involved daily through providence for us, other than keeping the world going. So we have a higher standard of how we relate to God than is on our dollar bill. We're not just deists. God made the world and left it. We believe in a God who made the world, sustains the world, and has become incarnate in that world. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to be our Savior, brother, teacher. That's the God we believe in, and it's not represented on our dollar. Trust in God. You know that little slogan there? It's not like a cigarette pack that says on it, this pack of cigarettes may be injurious to your health, even to the point of killing you. It's a warning. So there's a warning on our dollar bill. Trust in God. Don't let your trust be only in wealth. Trust in a God who comes among us in table fellowship. It's a higher God than the deists believed in. So we're invited to, yes, to do our creative work, to be children of God in the way we love one another. Yes, to know God who is intimate with us. So intimate, we'll receive communion and say, Amen. God is in our lives.